Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. St. Joseph's Hospital announced today that Dr. Matthew Miller has been chosen as the new Chief Medical Officer for St. Joseph Health. Dr. Miller, an internist, has more than 20 years of experience and has practiced in Eureka since 1992 and moved to St. Joseph's in 2008 as a member of the staff. Dr. Miller has served in several other roles with St. Joe's over the years, including as the interim Chief Medical Officer. Dr. Miller will oversee the medical staffs at St. Joseph's and Redwood Memorial. He received his bachelor's at Berkeley and his medical degree from USC. A sheriff's deputy on patrol in Trinidad conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle driven by 21-year-old Rachel Squire, a.k.a. Rachel Hardy, last Friday. The deputy ran warrant checks on the driver and three passengers and found that Squire was driving on a suspended license and had a warrant out for her arrest. One passenger, 32-year-old Esteban Arredondo of McKinleyville, was also wanted on a warrant, as was 21-year-old Eureka resident Michelle McDaniel. All three were arrested on the outstanding warrants, and a search of the vehicle turned up more than $7,000 in cash and approximately 3 ounces of methamphetamine. In addition to the warrants, all three were booked on possession and possession for sale charges, in addition to applicable probation violations. Squire and Arredondo were held on bail while McDaniel was booked and released on her own recognizance. The sheriff's office is investigating the theft of approximately $1,000 worth of copper wire from new light stands erected at the McKinleyville High School football field. Deputies believe the theft happened sometime in the night of the 21st, and the thieves used a hacksaw to cut the copper wire loose and then pull it from the light stands. The cost of rewiring the field is going to be extensive, and the damage done is extensive. Anyone with information about the copper wire theft is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And deputies from the Sheriff's Community Response Team served search warrants at four warehouses at the Englewood Industrial Park in Red Crest on Monday. A search of the warehouses revealed indoor marijuana grows in each, and deputies confiscated more than 800 growing plants from three of the warehouses. It was determined the grow in the fourth warehouse met the state's medical cannabis guidelines and was untouched. No one was arrested at the scene, although four suspects have been identified, and warrants for their arrest have been issued. And the Arcata Police is asking for the public's help in locating a missing man. Stephen Walker has more.
The Arcata Police Department and the family of 53-year-old David Anthony Williams are asking for the public's help in locating an at-risk missing man. The 53-year-old Williams has a history of mental health issues and was visiting Arcata with his wife last week when on Thursday he went for a walk and never returned. Williams is an adult white male, 6'2", 150 pounds, with short brown hair and blue eyes, and he also wears glasses. Anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata Police.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives are investigating a burglary that led to a vehicle pursuit and shots fired at a pursuing deputy outside of Ukiah on Monday night. The incident began when a deputy pulled over a vehicle with expired registration. While approaching the car, the driver sped away, leading a pursuit that reached speeds of up to 90 miles per hour on city streets before heading west on Highway 253. At one point, the deputy reported that a passenger in the car leaned out the window and fired several shots from a handgun. One round hit the patrol car's radiator, forcing the deputy to pull over. The suspect vehicle was soon found, but it was abandoned. A reverse 911 call was sent to residents, and officers began searching the area. They found several items believed to have been stolen during a residential burglary in Potter Valley earlier in the evening. Evidence pointed to suspects fleeing on foot, and they have been identified as 30-year-old Christopher Skaggs and 33-year-old Walter Miller. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. And Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to a report of a burglary in progress at a residence on Heaser Street over the weekend. The owner of the house was away but was monitoring her residence via the internet through a live feed from a digital camera. Deputies arrived as the suspect, 22-year-old Alec Facone, a wanted felon out of Washington State, was exiting the residence. Facone was arrested and booked, and further investigation revealed him to be a suspect in at least four other residential burglaries in the Mendocino and Fort Bragg areas. And that's the news on this Tuesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.